A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with Jesus. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Don't you fear God? We're getting what we deserve. So what do we deserve? What do we think we deserve? The ego is strong with this one. I think I deserve to be happy, to have things my way, to get what I want. And that ego of mine and my sense of entitlement is just fueled by this materialistic society that we live in, the most materialistic ever. Constantly being promised happiness and satisfaction as long as I purchase whatever they're selling. Or we go to the other extreme, the extreme of self-hatred and self-loathing. What do I deserve? I believe I deserve nothing but God's anger. In fact, God is so angry with me all of the time. He's just waiting for that moment. He's just going to get me. Strike me. Kill me. You know, we often say in the penitential rite, in the confession, we justly deserve present, temporal, and eternal punishment. We deserve to be punished now and forever, and that's true. It is true. We're self-centered and rebellious and disobedient children. One moment we're indifferent to the Lord, and then the next we're thumbing our noses off at him, right? We wreak havoc on everything that is dear to his heart, especially harming those he loves. Oh, but, you know, when we want him, then we expect him to just swoop in and rescue us. Why don't you save us, Christ? Don't you fear God? Well, Do we fear him? I mean, do we actually believe that we deserve punishment now and forever, temporal and eternal, for all of our unjust actions? Or do we just say that because we think that's what God wants to hear from us, and then that'll get us what we want? Three men hung on crosses that day. But one of these men, of course, is not like the others. One is innocent. One is getting what he doesn't deserve. One's not selfish, but he's self-giving and he's forgiving. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It had to have been those words. It had to have been. Because everything else doesn't look like this one's coming into a kingdom. He doesn't look like a king. It doesn't look like a throne. No, he's attached to a cross with nails. He looks defeated and conquered. This can't be paradise. This has to be hell. So it could have only been. It could have only been seeing the way he freely offered himself and then hearing how he freely offered forgiveness. That's the only thing that could have stirred up faith in his heart. These words, "Father, forgive them." That faith that looked at Jesus and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What do I really deserve? Temporal and eternal punishment. But if I stop there, just at that point, that's all I deserve, then I do nothing but fall into the pits of despair," which, if you think about it, is no better than that other extreme of being entitled and thinking I deserve everything. Both of those conditions of the heart, both of those extremes, those are both hell. All four Gospels tell us that Jesus was crucified between two sinners. And the message is simple. He came to die among sinners and for the sake of sinners. But here is the great mystery of all. He gets what I deserve, and I get what he deserves. Almost every piece of art that depicts the scene we're talking about tonight, in fact, station number 11 over there on the wall, right by the door, almost every one of them depicts one of those criminals looking towards Jesus and the other one looking away, or one of them having their cross sort of point upwards towards Jesus and the other one down and away from him. Yes, we must fear God, but we also need faith. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. We don't deserve it. We all know that. But he freely offers it. Forgiveness, grace, mercy, paradise. Trust him. Trust him for that. Trust him now and trust him at the hour of your death. When he says to you, "Today you will be with me in paradise." You know, at every Eucharist, we say something similar. We'll say it again tonight, but we say something similar, kind of the same sentiment as that thief on the cross. "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I will be healed." In the holy name of Jesus, amen.